It's 8:45 on Breakfast, and here's an exciting announcement for many of you. I know Nick Cave has a new album, not just Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. It's called Push the Sky Away, and it sees him return to a pared-back, pretty sombre mood. Robbie Buck has brought it in, knowing you love it. Robbie, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. Yes, he's prolific, is Mr. Cave. He's always got something for us every few years. This is the first one for the Bad Seeds in 5 years, but he's, of course, had Grinder Man over the last couple of years and some soundtracks as well. But this sees him move away a little bit from that very loud, guitar-driven, more rock and roll flavour that he's had in the last couple of Bad Seeds albums, and especially in Grinder Man, returning to a more pared-back sound. The Boatman's Call comes to mind a little bit with the vocal delivery in this. But it's still a different record to those past albums because, again, he's been working very closely with Warren Ellis, the violinist from the Dirty Three, and Ellis's collaboration with Cave gives you a slightly different outcome to what he's had before.
The lyrics are very intense too. I had to listen. You've got to listen to those words.
And they're ambiguous, a lot of those words. I mean, he goes for imagery in the way he writes. It's not a narrative songwriter. He's about putting up images for you to contemplate and then for you to try and make sense of what all that means. A lot of it's close to home for him. The album cover, for example, is actually taken in his bedroom.
Of his wife, isn't it?
And it's of his wife, yeah, and his wife doesn't have any clothes on. He claims it was just his wife was in a photo shoot for another magazine, and he walked in and they just snapped this image and it became the album cover. But a lot of the themes are to do with Brighton, where he lives. And while some people consider it a bit dark, I still really enjoy it, actually.
It is. I found it musically a bit dark. I liked the lighter track on it, which was Mermaids, but even...
Yeah, but that also, it starts off with some reasonably vulgar language, actually. We're not going to listen to that one. We might get to it another time. But this one is called Wide Lovely Eyes from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. The album's called Push the Sky Away.
You wave at the sky with wide, lovely eyes. Waves and waves of love, goodbye. Through the garden, you wave and wave with wide, lovely eyes. Distant waves and waves of distant love. You wave and say goodbye.
So there you are. New for Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. The album's called Push the Sky Away, and that one called Wide Lovely Eyes.
And that's a pretty good sample, I think, of the sound of the album.
It's reasonably indicative, yeah.
We will get to Mermaids through the week. And Robbie, you buy it on vinyl. He's got the whole big album here.
I still like records.
Yeah. You still like records.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not? That's why I've got Robbie Buck on the inside sleeve.
That's right.
Nick Cave, Push the Sky Away is the album, and we'll be featuring it this week on Breakfast. Thanks, Robbie.
Thanks,
it's 10 minutes to 9 on Breakfast.